What is the story that you tell yourself? Hey everyone, my name is Jonathan Webb. Welcome to the Legendary Momentum Podcast. And I want you to think about that question I just asked. What is the story that you're telling yourself? For so long, for many, many years, I told myself that I was not a writer, that no one would read my stuff, that I wasn't creative enough to write, that I was wasting my time, blah, 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 blah. I told myself that stuff all the time, like in my head over and over and over again. So guess what? I didn't write. And when I did, I would stop or I would throw it away or I would say, man, this just isn't very good. I would erase it off my screen. And what that led to is me believing that story, me believing that I couldn't write, which honestly, it's not true. I love to write. I'm very creative. I love to think through ideas and write things down and put things down on paper or on my computer screen. And so, but by telling myself that story that I couldn't write, that I wasn't a writer, I was depriving not only myself, but of other people of reading my stuff. And so that was the story I was telling myself, and it wasn't true. And so what's the story that you're telling yourself? What's something that you're telling yourself over and over again in your head, and you're not, probably not even saying it out loud, that you know when you really stop and think about it, it's just not true. What's that story? So here's a way to combat that. So grab a piece of paper, grab your computer, whatever, and write down what that is. What's the story that you're telling yourself? And it could be in one specific area. It doesn't have to be a big overarching thing. And then I want you to go through that and really write down the truths of your life and who you are. So, for example, I'll give you another example. I would tell myself a lot, I'm not very organized. So I would live unorganized. I would live as this fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of guy, last minute, spur of the moment, unplanned, unscheduled kind of person. Well, guess what? I'm not like that. I'm not built that way. I'm not wired that way. I'm a very organized person. I like lists. I like a schedule. I am 10 minutes early to everything. You can ask my wife. I was living out of a false story. So what I would do, and this is what I'm encouraging you to do, is literally write down. I wrote down on a piece of paper, I am unorganized. Okay, so that's the story I was telling myself. Well, underneath that, then I would start to write. Okay, well, is that true? So like really dive in and investigate and kind of become like an investigative reporter on your story, if that makes sense. And so I would write down, I'm unorganized. And so then underneath that, I wrote, okay, well, but you like a schedule. So I was like, I wrote down, I like a schedule. I wrote down, I'm 10 minutes early to everything. I wrote down, my accountant tells me how organized my files are. Like literally things that were true about that statement, I would write down and write down and write down. And so what started developing over time on that piece of paper was the reality of the story I was telling myself was untrue. And I had bullet point after bullet point after bullet point to document how untrue it was. And so then instead of telling myself I'm unorganized, I would read off the truth. The true statements. My accountant says I'm organized. I like schedules. I'm early to everything. I don't lose paperwork. I know where everything is in my files. Like whatever those things are, I had a ton of them. I wrote those down. So that's what I want you to do. Look at the story that you're telling yourself and really dive in and investigate it and write down truth and truthful statements about yourself. And what you'll start to see, as I did with mine, is that story's just not true, and you'll start to see the truth come out. And then that's what you need to focus on. When that thing pops up, when that story pops up that tells you you're unorganized or you're bad with money or you can't write, whatever that story is, when that pops up in your head, because it'll still dive in there every once in a while. When things get stressful, when things get tense, it'll dive in there. So when that story pops up, you go to your list and you go, oh no, that's not true. I am not unorganized, because here's why. Hope that makes sense. It's a little tidbit, something I'm still working through myself. But a little tidbit maybe that I think will be helpful for you. Again, we're going to be doing these maybe once, twice a week, something like that. Just a little tips, little tidbits to try to give you some wins in life. And I hope you enjoy it. We'll talk soon. Thank you.